for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yahoo! Good morning, all y'all. And welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the House. And yay, yay, yee. Boy, it's an empty house this morning, Gary. You know, it's days when Romy and Jennifer can't make it to the broadcast. These are the days I'm most prone to get in the most trouble.
And of course, I'm here going, go ahead, do it.
And Gary's got the mute switch. I tell you what, we'll have a contest today.
Okay.
If y'all listen for the next 2 hours and call in at the end of the second hour and can count how many bunny trails I've taken you on in the 2 hours, we'll find some appropriate gift to award you. Maybe even so much as a staycation. So when I'm here alone, there's no limit to how many bunny trails we might end up on. But both Jennifer and Romy are out today. Gary and I are here today. Gary, we may get to the point where you're needing to share your favorite Cajun recipes, being the chef that you are. The listeners would appreciate that.
I've already shared one that was a huge hit on the last luncheon.
Yes,
so
it was.
Crawfish dip, folks.
That was a huge hit.
Ooh.
We're here today, like we are every Saturday. And when I look back at the statistics for the show, I want you Arizona homeowners to know we do this for y'all. And we are available for you to call in and visit about any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. There have been over 4,000 broadcast hours of Rosie on the House. We've answered over 12,000 on-air questions. Our weekly newsletter that's available only by subscription, we don't mail it to anyone that doesn't ask for it, has been distributed 7.8 million times. We've distributed over 100,000 Arizona homeowner calendars that are free for you. Our website, Rosie on the House, has received you can't even count the number of hits that website gets, trying to help people, guide them through their adventure of Arizona homeownership, whether they're trying to repair something themselves or try and find a contractor in their neighborhood they can trust. Our Rosie on the House Contractor Referral Network has been voted the number one referral network in Arizona for 13 years. We've been the weekend number one talk show in Arizona for 32 years. And we do it not for us. We do it for you, the Arizona homeowner. And in today's topic, if you get our weekly newsletter on Thursday, you know that our topic this week is a little bit about interior design and decorating. And I want to broaden that out just a little bit about how do I even begin to start a project, particularly in this work environment. So to have that conversation, I'm bringing in an old friend, Rochelle Horn, who we have worked off and on together for over 20 years. She is now with us at Rosie Wright Remodeling and helping homeowners just like you get projects started. Rochelle, just 20 minutes ago here in the studio, Gary sent a phone call into the studio, and it was a homeowner that said, Rosie, I've called two of your certified remodeling contractors. One can't see me for 3 weeks, and the other one wants me to mail him a deposit to set an appointment for next July. That's the first time he can see me. And I just told her, I said, look, I know both the companies you're talking about. They're both good people, but that's just the current situation of today's work environment. Most good contractors are just tremendously backed up. So Rochelle, in that light, how would what when you get a phone call about a kitchen or bath remodel, what does that first phone call conversation sound like with a homeowner? What should a homeowner expect to have to share?
Good morning, Rosie.
Yes.
That's a great question. And it can be terrifying. You know, you hear horror stories all the time about hiring a contractor and then how things go terribly wrong. So a lot of the first conversation is determining, can we be a good fit? Do you feel like I'm listening to you and hearing what your desires are? And are you open to the reality of, you know, what kitchen and bath remodeling these days looks like?
I always ask them the question, in a perfect world, when would you like this done?
And then try not to laugh?
Well, you know, there are still projects, particularly in the city of Scottsdale, that'll let us pull plumbing and electrical permits over the internet and not have to submit blueprints and all that. There are still some projects we can get to in the next 60, 90, 120 days. But a whole house remodel, a whole house kitchen, a big kitchen remodel, a big master bath remodel. I mean, we're well into the spring before we could anticipate getting it. So I just like to set the expectation. If you're calling me today because you'd like this done for the holidays, I'm going to have to let you down now.
Absolutely.
So let him down gently, Rosie.
Let him down as gently as possible. So that's one of my key questions is when in a perfect world would you like this done? And then we kind of work backwards from there.
I love the reverse timeline. It really can bring some reality to the situation.
I mean, how much time does it take to take a homeowner through all of the different finishes for a kitchen remodel? I mean, you're talking countertops, light fixtures, appliances. I mean, it's a 3 or 4 hour meeting if you're lucky, just working through the cabinet details. That can be 4 or 5 meetings in and of itself.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, depending on how quickly they want to move forward and how willing they are to make decisions and be good with that decision and then move on to the next one, you know, it easily could be 2 to 4 weeks just in the planning stages.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We recently worked with a repeat client in McCormick Ranch, and we've done their hall bathroom, and then we've done a fireplace modification for them in the living room. They wanted the master bathroom done for Christmas, and we were just very upfront with them. I said, okay. You pick everything that's in stock. That's going to limit your choices.
Absolutely.
The inventory's down. And if you do that, this is a pretty simple little job. We can get you done. And they were willing to work within the inventory of our wholesalers and pick things that were readily available. And I think we start the job next week. But that's a very real. On the other hand, we ordered kitchen appliances for a remodel we're doing in Gainey Ranch in April, and we didn't get those till September.
Right.
So we've got added complications in today's environment for getting the job done. So the amount of decision making, and I've been told this recently, Rochelle, by a couple clients, that they greatly underestimated the amount of decisions they were going to have to make.
Absolutely. And that can be overwhelming. You know, you walk into a tile store and you think, oh, this will be easy. And then it's, you know, there's 4,000 things there. And, you know, without someone sort of driving the train, you know, I walk in there and I know that there's only 3 or 4 that are really will fit in your circumstance. So that can really help with the overwhelm factor.
And it is easy to be overwhelmed. So Rochelle has worked as a kitchen and bathroom and remodeling designer, interior decorator for years. And we brought her into the conversation today. If you'd like to ask her questions about how you could start your project, you're welcome to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. All right. Rochelle, when you've gone through the preliminary phone call, you've made the appointment, and you're at the first appointment, let's take a kitchen remodel. What's the first thing we're going to pick? Are we going to pick appliances first, cabinets first, flooring first, lighting, or countertops? Where do you start, and what's the progression?
Well, I often recommend that the homeowners pick one thing that they love. But even before that, maybe they're trying to keep their flooring. Or, you know, maybe there's something sacred about their space that they want to be sure to incorporate. Well, that's important to know that right up front. And then appliances certainly will dictate the spaces that are going to be required. You know, are we reworking the floor plan, or are we staying in the existing floor plan? You know, are you going from a range with a over the range micro hood to a cooktop, a range hood, and then wall ovens? So certainly that changes a lot of things. So all of those things impact the design.
I like that concept of if you've absolutely fallen in love with some countertop slab, some cabinet door, some piece of flooring, start there. What I want to talk about when we get back is if you haven't particularly fallen in love, you haven't started anything, what would Rochelle have you pick first? Which surface first and build from there when we get back?